Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
He been my best friend since about fourth grade.
So we got a mixtape coming out called Down From Day One. That's coming out in 2 weeks, hosted by DJ Rock. It's just about to just keep coming, man. I'm hosting Gangsta Island Volume 3. Me, Freddie Gibbs, and Ace Trey. We hosting Gangsta Island Volume 3, which should be getting dropped within the next couple of weeks, too. So it's just a lot of different things going on, man. You know, and then just being around, being in the same atmosphere as, you know, Freddie Gibbs and DS and Hit and Overdose and, you know, those type of people, man. It's been very inspiring, man. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I mean, you named a lot of Midwest hard hitters right there. That sounds like that's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, it's gonna be a remix. It's going to definitely be a remix coming soon. You can look for that within the next couple of months. It's going to be a remix. And like I said, man, it's just going to get better. And I appreciate everybody that supported, man.
Okay. Talk to me about the Ain't Worried track with Hit.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man, I had some legal issues going on, right? So I had to go and take care of my legal situations. And I had got this thought in my brain, man, about a lot of shit that was going on. And I felt like Hit would be a good person to put on that song. And I wrote it while I was down. As soon as I got out, I said, I got something for you, fam. I got something for you. And one day I was just, I was down at Dap and I was just put on Facebook. I said, I need to record tonight to get some shit off my brain. And it was like 1 second later, it was a comment like, come to the lab now. Next thing you know, Chris Style come like, I want to be a part of this. You know what I mean? So Chris Style produced the beat. He came down and he did the beat. You know, he recorded and it went down like that. And now it's about to be a remix because Fred just dropped the 12 bars to the song. So that's how that came about.
I tell you what, we're going to play the track.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. This is J-Real featuring Hit Screwface. It's called Ain't Worried. Check it out.
I'm murder cow bad on west side bound, I rep your goddamn pain.
Okay.
Nigga, I ain't worried about a goddamn pain. Nigga, I ain't worried about a goddamn pain. You don't test these nuts, motherfucker, I let them hang. Nigga, I ain't worried about a goddamn pain. Nigga, I ain't worried about a goddamn pain. Nigga, I ain't worried about a goddamn pain. So if you wanna bang, nigga, we can bang.
Song called I ain't worried about a goddamn thing.
All day, yeah, I like that one, man. It's a nice track.
Yeah it is nice track. Yeah,
that's a nice beat, man, you know.
Oh yeah, y'all threw it out on that one, man.
Now, yeah, man. Hey, you ain't heard Fred verse yet. Wait till you hear Fred verse. It's gonna make a lot of people mad. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm gonna be looking for it, man.
Yeah.
Now, how did you hook up with Stray Slimy?
Well, first and foremost, me and Fred went to high school together. You know, and then DJ Rock, that's like my guy. You know what I mean? That's my right hand nigga. You know what I mean? So when I was there when it was all being made. It's just I had legal issues. You feel me? I was there from the beginning. I just had to plan a cut.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, you know, people just chose to come together and make good music together, man. And that's what ended up happening, man.
So now, as far as your legal issues, that's behind you now, right?
Oh yeah, that's behind me. That's why I could talk about it.
Oh, okay. Now, I mean, because you know, I'm saying you on Sin City Radio, man. You ain't. I mean, if you want to be like them motherfuckers, fuck me around. Hey, feel free to say it.
Hey, look. I ain't even gotta say all that. I mean, but we could say it like this though. Fuck police though. Put it like that. You know what I mean? Fuck them. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah, man, but just I appreciate you supporting me, man, and I'm going to keep them coming and, you know, stay in contact, bro.
That's what's
and, look out, and look out for that down from day one. It's coming in 2 weeks. It's coming in 2 weeks, and that Gangsta Island Volume 3 that's coming in a couple of more weeks. So it's some things happening. Real good shit going on right now.
All right, let me. I'm gonna put you on the spot, man. If you was gonna put a, you trying to put a super group together from the Midwest.
Uh huh.
You got yourself plus four other people. Who is your other four?
I didn't even hear you. My bad, bro.
I'm saying you putting together a super group. Right, you putting together a Wu-Tang Clan.
Uh huh.
You need four other artists besides yourself. Who you gonna pick from the Midwest?
From the Midwest, man, I wouldn't pick nobody other than who I already fuck with, my nigga. You feel me? Straight slamming, my nigga. I'll pick every last one of those artists to continue to fuck with me, and I feel like we could do it in the Midwest.
All right, so you're going to take the whole Straight Slamming clip?
Yep. That's the way I feel about it.
I ain't mad at you.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
Well, let me
I
ask
really
you,
feel,
bro.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. I mean, with that being said, and you know, I say, man, I mean, me and Hit grew up each other back Ivanhoe, South Africa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in your eyes, if you have to just like
the hit school face,
right, all day. If you have to because it's like the Midwest is here. It's like we're knocking on the door. What you think stopping us from just kicking the door in?
What's stopping us right now is unity. Everybody want to be the first person to walk through the door, and the door is getting jammed, crowded full of motherfuckers. If motherfuckers just relax, calm down, and formulate line, and begin to walk, it can just happen just the way it happened in New York, and just the way it happened in L.A., and just the way it happened in Houston, and just the way it happened in Atlanta. It can happen right here, you know, in Gary, or just the Midwest, period.
Okay, that's what's up.
So in other words, what you're saying is, you're telling all of Midwest rap.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
That's what you're telling, right? Get in line. All it takes is for one person to make it. That's all it takes. And they can open the door for everybody else.
Well, the door is already open. It's already open.
So you're saying because everybody ain't together, can't nobody get through the door.
When you spoke about the Midwest, you made me think about everybody as far as Chicago, St. Louis, everybody, you know what I mean, throughout the Midwest. That's what I got out of it. Everybody, I feel like what's stopping us right now is unity. Don't nobody like to come together, you know what I mean? It just be like a bunch of chaos, man, in the rap industry, man, when it comes to other artists. Everybody want to be this, everybody want to be that, you know what I mean? Everybody want to be the king, you know what I mean? All that type of stuff. You know, we deal with a lot of egotistic lism, or whatever the word is, ego, you know what I mean, ego problems.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, man. I've been meaning to ask a lot of artists this. All right, now, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been around. You've been doing this music thing for a minute now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I mean, I'm pretty sure you remember 68. Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Oh, okay. Now, I know you remember 68. And it's like, you know, a lot of people pay homage to him. And, like, you know, like a lot of people, especially from the G, like, yeah, okay, them brothers before they got railroaded. You know, them brothers putting it down.
Yeah, let me
ask you, like them, I mean, the Grind family, you had thugged out. Do you really think, like, it would really be like if they were out, do you think that they would just be like, okay, you know, like, let's do this? I mean, you know, would it be in the camaraderie, or do you think they would have fell in the same circle with everybody else, like, oh, man, I ain't fucking with them, or they not fucking with the same other people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. How I feel about that is, like, Even then, it was a lot of, you know, chaos from, I mean, I was a shorty, like, I was probably, like, in middle school, seeing all that in that era, but you still had, like, people that would bring them together on different mixtapes, and it was still a lot of different networking going on even back then, you know. I feel like the Midwest is probably making a lot more noise, like, back then. I just feel like it was just something that was being missed back then. I don't know. But, I don't know, bro. All
right. Let me ask you a question, man. In your own personal opinion, and we're just talking about as far as we just keep it this based on the Indiana rappers. What would it take for just the Indiana artists to come together, man? Instead of all this beef shit.
Man,
well, can they come together?
Basically, they
can
just
they
have to
together?
Take, you know, I feel like it's just that the problem that Indiana is having as far as artists right now is just pride problems.
What kind of problems again?
Huh? I said pride problems.
Pride. Okay, so, I mean, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's go with Hit and Tension. You think that's a pride thing? You think those brothers can ever come together and just do one track together?
Yeah, shit. As far as that situation right there, man, all I got to say about that situation is real niggas do real things, man. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say about that situation. I mean, I can't speak about they issue because that, I mean, you know what I mean? That'll be for them to speak about. You feel me? But real niggas do real things, man. Point blank, period, man. And if you a real nigga and you having some type of situation with your real nigga, then it should never even make it to no radio station for somebody to be asking the next man about it. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right. That's a good point. I'll break it down. I'll break it down just like this. As far as straight slamming go, you're part of straight slamming. Will I ever hear some of these different artists on a straight slamming mixtape? Will I ever hear Tension on a straight slamming mixtape? Can all the brothers get together and just make that happen? Because there's talent out there, man. There's talent like a motherfucker, man. But the Midwest artists got to come together. I'm just talking about the GI rappers now.
Right. Well, I feel like this. I feel like if people trying to do business with my peoples and ain't on no bullshit and this business, then business can be done. But a lot of people, man, they don't be on that, man. They be on some, okay, I'll fuck with him, but I don't want to fuck with him. And we, like, don't be on that over here. We more like family. If you don't fuck with him, then you don't fuck with me type shit. You know what I mean?
I hate.
So it's like, as long as, like, people is eye to eye, your peoples and my peoples is eye to eye, then it's business can be done all day. But if you ain't eye to eye, then there's just confusion, and don't nobody need no confusion in their life. People doing good without the confusion right now, you know what I mean?
Well, that's where the egos come in at.
Yep. What the?
I feel you. I hear you.
But it's a lot of other artists out here in Gary that me personally that I fucks with, you know what I mean? That fucks with me, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of other artists that you will hear, especially on my projects, you know what I mean, that's outside of just straight slamming. I mean, I'm not closed minded to doing business with other people. It's just I just don't wanna do business with a problem that I feel like is I could have said from top, I could have prevented, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's all I'm saying, because I mean that shit goes all the way up. I mean, all the way up to the big people. I mean, they got into it over songs and shit, even in the industry and shit, you know what I mean? And then broke their whole little, it's crazy. But yeah, I wouldn't want to fall in that category.
Well, who would you like to work with that you haven't worked with before? It could
man,
be mainstream, local, whatever. Just throw out a couple names.
Man, it's a lot of people, man. I mean, I couldn't just throw out names, man, because it's a lot of different chemistries that I feel, man. You know what I mean? I like good music, man, and there's a lot of good music out there right now, so I wouldn't just be able to just throw a couple of names. You know what I mean? I like good music, man. Good music is good music. You know it when you hear it.
True. Well, who you ain't feeling then? Who you not bumping?
Oh, man.
Everybody got somebody they ain't bumping.
Who I ain't bumping. Who I ain't bumping.
Who you not feeling? Who you not feeling that's in the industry?
Man. That's
I hate Waka Flocka. I think Waka Flocka is whack. It's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
He ain't bumping in the ride. You know what I mean? I don't got Waka Flocka bumping in the ride.
See, the only reason I don't get off into that who whack shit is because, like he doing something, though. You know what I mean? He getting some money right now. You know what I mean? So as long as a person is handling their business, then I try to stay away from, you know what I mean, whether they whack or not, because I feel like they getting it somehow. You know what I mean? I can't knock another nigga grind. You feel me?
Right. True
enough.
You must
be doing something right. That's all I'm saying. Like, somebody feeling them. It might not be my ears, it might not be yours, but shit, somebody must be feeling them. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? I don't really. If I really don't like somebody, then I won't even listen to them no more, and I wouldn't even think about even. You know what I mean? I don't have nobody in my brain that I'm just like. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Because I don't think like that. But I can give you about five names of some motherfuckers I want to do some songs with, though. Or some people I want to do some songs with, though.
All right,
like,
drop
them. All right, I wouldn't mind doing a song with 2 Chainz. He hot right now. You feel me? He hot right now.
Okay, I got to ask something. Wasn't he originally Titty Boy?
That was Luda,
right?
And then, he was some before that, too.
Okay, because I got argued down that wasn't him, and I'm like,
that's old boy, did you speak with him?
Play your circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Waylo, what's going on, dog?
What's up with you, bro?
Chilling.
Sorry,
okay, man, my fault. Go ahead, give us the rest of them.
Yeah, shit. I wouldn't mind doing a song with I don't know, man. I got DJ Rock next to me, distracting me, man. But yeah, I can't even think about no more right now, bro. That's my mind got distracted. This is DJ Rock over here, man. This is real life.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we know that once you get out there, dog, you probably better make moves with whoever you want to.
Uh-huh. Definitely. It's all about the sound, man. You know? And a good engineer, man.
Good engineer, man. So we've been told. Most artists that come on here said that the engineer got to be good.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep.
All right, well, check this out. I'm gonna jump into another song right quick. This one's called Who am I gonna hit y'all with? Who am I gonna hit y'all with? Oh, I like this track. This was called 219. It's by Skoll Dollar. Check it out.
Up some more.
Yeah. 219, bitch. Yeah. 2 pounds, 1 gun, 9 ounces. Yeah. Let's get money. I'm starting to see. Your woman want me. She know I'm a star. Love the smell of my weed. Sometimes I OD. Don't care about police. And if I go to the club, I'm getting it free. We popping bottles. Yep, me and the team. Surrounded by models. We VIP. I'm living my dreams.
Last 2 pounds, I got 1 gun and 9 ounces left, nigga.
and I give you this. It's the start over. Go. Okay,
smoke like a chimney.
Yeah.
I remember when I used to have a 10-speed.
Right.
Now it's good weed, riding in a 6-speed. Headed to the beauty store, wifey need a quick weed. And I need another O, but that smoke is slow. I used to really get it here, then get it gone. I remember one time, three different phones. A businessman, no suit, jacket on. You own. I'm on bigger, better things. I done fell in love with all the shit that Cheddar brings. And lately I done fell into a lot of cream. Shout out Indiana, Atlanta, SCA, NYC.
Real shit.
Alright, y'all, that's a short version. I like that track,
yeah.
Though. I like that one.
Yeah.
All right, now, what do you feel about, would you ever sign with a record company? Or would you stay independent?
Independent. I think independent is always temporarily the best route. At least it gives you an opportunity to understand your mistakes, you know, and take cautious steps, because it's your shit and it's your money that you can lose, so you'll be a little bit more cautious.
But Kana, once you get that record company behind you, they can push you a little bit further than you can push yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as far
yeah,
as being independent go.
Right. I feel like you definitely have to be in demand. Like you have to make a record company hungry for you. You know what I mean? Like if they just look at you as like, I'll give you this and just treat you like this and you're gonna go for it, then I mean they'll do that all day. But if you install in their brain that I am worth more than what you know what I mean? I don't really need you. I can do this like this. Do you understand? Do you see what happened with Freddie Gibbs and the Interscope or deal? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard about the deal, but I mean, I've never.
I'm talking as far as how you can just. A rec company can probably kind of play you a little bit bogus. But now, if that same deal was probably come about, they probably wouldn't have played them like the way that they played them or however it went. You know what I mean?
Girl, I mean, I understand the concept what you're going with. You know, I mean, you gotta market yourself. Like, okay, so in other words, like, okay, we're just going to use this for an example. Let's just pick somebody out there. We're going to pick 50. 50
right,
knew
right.
how to market itself to the point where, you know what I'm saying, okay, I could bring this person, that person on with me. Where you got somebody like, you got somebody who, you know, who's probably fresh, new, and okay, he might not be in the position to say, well, okay, I want to bring him, and him with me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I feel you.
I understand. It's right now, man. I don't even think about that type of stuff, man. I'm just like trying to go hard, man. I feel like I'm gonna leave that for the manager and all that, man. You know what I mean?
Okay. So that's what's up. I mean, just you're going to just stay focused to the music.
Yeah, man. I mean, right now, man, I feel like I'm so behind from this situation I just overcame. And then, man, my mom just passed. So it's like I'm seeing a whole new world, you know what I mean? So So right now, to keep my brain from pondering into other stuff, I just be into the music, man. Because when I read the music, that's when I probably begin to get in trouble. Like, you know what I mean? And I just been releasing it through the music, man. That's all. That's it, man.
So you just bury yourself into your music. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate you, man. For sure. I definitely appreciate that.
Do what you're doing, man. Sorry about your mom, man.
Yeah, man, that shit hurt like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? I ain't never felt nothing like that in my life, you know what I mean? Like, that was like, she was like the one that was like, no matter what, you know what I mean? Like, no matter how late, you know what I mean? No matter nothing, you know she gonna be there for you, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those, and, you know, I was a mama's baby, so shit. When I was young, I used to be like that under my mama. I don't know, man. But, yeah, that was a loss, man.
Keep making your music, man. The track we're hearing is nice.
I appreciate that, man. Definitely. Definitely.
You know, that's the one that Stanley sent me, so that's the one I play. But I like it, me personally.
Yeah. I appreciate you, man. DJ Stanley, man. Shout out to DJ Stanley, man. Shazam.
Yeah, that's my dog, man. That's my dog.
Yeah. He definitely supported me, man. I fucks with him all day. Yo.
So do I.
Shout
so
out. Hey, on that pop that, I just want to, you heard that pop that, right?
Yep.
I just want to send shouts out to LRP Booyah, you know what I mean? He made that track, you know what I mean? And I want to send shouts out to Chris Styles for making that Ain't Worry track. And shouts out to Head. Shouts out to my whole clique, all my niggas, all my family, everybody out there that fuck with me.
That's what's up, man. Shout them out, man. Let them know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man.
Put them in the credit somewhere.
Got a couple of shows coming up. Do they still do what?
Do people still put credits on CDs?
Current.
You know, that's the special thanks. I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah. People still do that. Yeah. I ain't seen no. Huh? Yeah, people.
No, I'm just saying, I ain't seen it in a while. But you said you got some shows coming up?
I'm rocking out on the 28th in Terre Haute with my dude Booyah, LRP, opening up a Bone Crusher. Midwest Pocket Pool is on the 3rd of May and April 30th. The April 30th is in St. Louis, and then the one on the 3rd of May is at the Link Bar in Gary and shit. Rocking out. So,
that's what's up. The Link Bar.
That's going to be the grand opening. That's going to be the week of the grand opening since they got back straight.
All right, now, we know you're busy, man, but let me ask you one more question, man.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you come up with the spelling of your name?
Yeah, man. J-E-I-H-R-I-L-L. Well,
how did you come up with that?
Well, my name, my family, they call me J.I. Everybody really know me. They know me by J.I. And, I had a best friend back when I was about 10 years ago, and I used to go by Chopper, you know what I mean, and I ended up seeing the Chopper from New was that No Limit, and then it was one from Bad Boy or something like that, and I'm like, hell no. man, I don't want that. I ain't doing that. Then I was like, man, J.I. And then he was like, man, hell yeah, nigga. J. Real, nigga. You know what I mean? And it stuck.
All right, that's cool.
And J is like how you really, the J-E-I-H is like the way you say J. You know what I mean? And real, I just didn't want to just be like E-A-L, so it's like real. You know what I mean? Ew.
Okay.
Real ew.
And I like the spelling of it. That's why I asked.
I appreciate you, man. Just some old different shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You was about to say something, dog?
Nah, I was actually hearing sirens. I'm riding in the car.
That's it.
Smoking with DJ Rock, riding around, getting it. That's what I'm doing right now.
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah, man. Excitement somewhat, man. But I'm just trying to continue to stay motivated, man.
And I hit them boys, man.
I told you, man, I wasn't playing, man. I wasn't playing.
Oh, shit. Man, we need to go and let y'all get back to what y'all getting to. Cause I damn sure don't want to pull y'all over.
Man, I got to dodge the thing. They be out, man.
Riding around.
What's going
Put
on, man?
Throw the weed out. Throw the weed out the window, man.
Hey, look, keep this. Hey, listen to this. Y'all know they got snitch lines, right? People get paid $50 to call in the anonymous tip. It was in the paper a couple of days ago. That shit crazy.
Oh, shit.
It's called the tipsters. Tipsters.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Fuck police, fuck niggas, and all that shit.
They paying people $50 to just call in some shit.
Just call in some shit, man. Hey, and if they tip into it or end with the arrest, then they get 50. That's how they get the 50. For real. Like, no bullshit. That shit was in the paper, dog. Nigga. You got me ready to get the fuck up out of this.
Yeah, it's time to move, man. It's time to push the fuck on.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, it ain't no guns, it ain't no drugs, it ain't nothing going on illegal this way. You know what I mean? So y'all can say them anonymous tips
right now. Keep it like that, man. Yeah, keep it like that. Let me go to my man, Waylo. Waylo, what's happening, man?
Wait, what's up, what's...
President of Hoosier Boy Entertainment. Waylo. All right,
what up,
man. You know what I need you to talk to me about? Talk to me about that smoke, man.
Entertainment. My man's Hardy, Money Stokes from GLB, get a little bitches, get a little brothers, know what I mean? Not just something we came up with. We sitting back in the studio chilling. What we always do in the studio.
So, hey, Waylo, let me ask you, is the video complete?
Yeah, the video is done shooting. It's being edited right now.
Okay. Now, it is going to be on Sin City, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Hey, man, we want it on Sin City before it hit Facebook.
I got you.
We want to be able to say we were the first ones to have it.
I got you.
No doubt. Cause, well, I'm sure about to play the track. All right, y'all, this is Hardy featuring Money Stokes. The track is called Smoke.
H&S, Hard and Soul.
The other day, yeah, my girl, grass. Why you smoke so much? Money Stokes in the building. I told her, I
Yes, I smoke for you.
Big B. Smoke for everybody around.
GLB.
Don't they be able to deal with me so much.
Let me know
what it is. I'm just fucking smoking. I can't even breathe in being high. Please, I'm gonna put my mind at ease. Just please. Relax, shit. Smoke, smoke, cool. Relax, shit. All this fucking smoke, I can't even breathe. Being high off the street, trying to put my mind at ease. Just please, relax, shit, smoke, cool, cool. Relax, shit, smoke.
I'm getting high, just me and my nigga. One die, just me and my nigga. Lot of smoke, them burned a lot of switches. And Joe, GLB, sponsor switches, rolling up, sometime when I feel a nigga pulling up, off the bean, off the lane, yeah, I'm on drugs, still serving fiends, what you seen, riding clean, bitch, bustin' up on my left feet, kinda hit back and let her feet, hit my radio, turn on my beat, like, smoke, smoke, smoke. Smoke good,
going in, going
back,
going red,
going, smoking, smoking.
Damn. That's terrible. You must be by J Real.
These motherfuckers are out tonight.
Yes, they are.
You get in the house where it's safe.
Shit, it's safe right here in this truck. I ain't worried about it.
Is this Janine? Oh. Do we got Janine over here?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Janine?
Hey, how are you?
You riding around smoking too? That
no,
seems to be the theme tonight.
No, I don't smoke no more.
Oh, okay.
I got all smoked out.
So sad.
Yeah. Can't do it no more.
I ain't gonna sit
here and say that I was just the biggest weed smoker. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I did my thing when I felt like doing it. But now I gotta ask, and this is to the weed smokers, Waylo, I don't know if you indulge, but after that first one. I mean, I've always figured this. To me, it was like I guess you tasted like that cocaine. You're not gonna get no higher after that initial first blood.
No, that's bullshit.
Honestly, I've sat there then had the quote unquote session, and it's like, okay, you didn't smoke. I mean, really, how high can you get?
You can get high as hell where it feel like your heart about to jump out your chest. I just got in the car with my homeboy B-Dub, my street team manager, you know, JFK, PMG. As soon as I got in the car, I ain't even hit the weed. It's like I just inhaled fucking a big-ass cloud of smoke. It's like a damn chimney when I opened the door.
All right, but initially you wasn't smoking before you got in the car, right?
Right, but I was already high when I sat down and in the car. I ain't have to smoke yet.
Right, but now, I mean, once that high comes, you like, all right, what to do now? And it's like,
that concept, dog,
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I just always felt like, okay, you gotta think about it too.
Back in the day when y'all was smoking that OG bud, That shit back then, it was like the pure shit. You know, motherfuckers probably grew that in the backyard and hung it up on the clothesline and, you know, did the process and made it some fire ass weed. Now all this shit that we get, and that shit coming from different states and got different TH levels and got a field prescriptions and shit.
Yeah, because when I was sneaking into it, shit, we had the brown bag. For you avid weed smokers, y'all just getting robbed. Y'all getting totally robbed. Serious, man. Y'all getting robbed. I mean, the weed, come on, man. It's horrible. I mean, then if you do got good weed, no. What I mean by horrible is the portion that you get.
Oh, you talking about the bang for the buck is what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, it's like, man, you know, I mean, like, back in the day, I ain't going to say no names, but you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I could say the name. You know what I'm saying? I used to, whenever I did sneak in my old man's stash, I mean, shit, you could take two or three, nice-ass joints out of there. He wouldn't even know it was gone. You roll up one good with nine, shit, that's half the bag.
It's depending on what you're buying, too. It depends on who you're buying from, too. You got one of the motherfuckers that's trying to make some bread, they're going to point nine your ass every rip.
Right.
By point nine, they shorting the shit out of you. And then get your ass all seeds to make up for the weight.
That's just a horrible thing.
Yeah, it is. But you get your your real to life bud, man, that's all he do is smoke bud and sell bud, then you're going to get quality weed. Hell, we ain't getting robbed. The motherfuckers out there in the suburbs is who get robbed.
I ain't getting robbed at all. I ain't bought no weed in 30 years. I don't even think I bought it then. I can't handle that shit, so I know I can't smoke. That shit don't agree with me.
You know what? Some real funny shit. The first time I smoked some dro, when Joe started really booming up here, I smoked some dro, and I swear to God, I went to this chick's house, stripped butt-ass naked, got in the bed, told her I felt like I was about to die. I could literally feel my heart. Couldn't see shit. My eyes were so goddamn heavy, I couldn't open them. I just wanted to lay down. I went and laid down in her mama bed.
You laid in her mama bed?
Yeah, I laid in her mama bed.
You sure that shit wasn't laced with nothing?
Right.
No, it wasn't laced with nothing. It was weed. Hell, I was selling it.
So
that's
was
a potent ass
drug.
Shit.
That was some potent shit.
I know I couldn't handle that shit. I can't even have no regular weed. And now they got names for the shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All that
weed. You know what I mean? They got like 20 different names for weed now, man.
Shit, they got more than that. OG Presidential, Kush, Bubba, Raspberry, hell. Go on and on and on.
So y'all fuck around the OD out there on the street trying to buy that shit. Give me some of that OG Presidential shit, man.
One blunt is all you need.
That's Chris.
I mean,
well, trust me, man,
the...
you don't want to see me high. I'm not a good person to be around when I'm high. Ain't nobody going to have a good time.
Why?
Because he ignorant.
I'm going to be paranoid. Make me paranoid. You ain't gonna have no good time with me. I'm blowing your high.
Swear everybody after them. Swear everybody wanted to shoot them.
So you done blew too many highs in your life, huh?
Hey,
man.
Everybody want to steal a Lincoln.
Yeah, he want to steal my motherfucking Lincoln. I want that motherfucker high.
No, what nobody. Well, nobody trying to steal your car. You the one thought somebody was trying to steal your car.
Oh. Well, I mean, hey, you know,
yeah, you don't need
I can
smoke.
Admit I can't handle the shit. I can admit it. I cannot handle that shit, man. That shit just don't... I don't know, man. I just can't handle it.
You know, the only reason I started, because my mom and my daddy used to smoke. They think we sleep. They on the back porch. They get high as hell. Then go in that room, the bedroom door closed, and hear shit, a little kid shouldn't hear. And then, you know, I was old enough, they left. Maybe said my little brother and sister went in the room. It's an ashtray full of seeds. Like, they've been collecting for 20 years.
Damn.
I found a little roach, took that mother, slid it in my pocket, waited a couple of days, see if they noticed it was missing. As soon as they left, fired up on the back porch. Oh, it's high as all of stupid high. And eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, boy. Why come most weed motherfuckers don't be big as hell? Because weed motherfuckers always snacking.
True.
But they
I
don't know
somebody
seem to gain no damn weight.
I don't know.
Why is that? Is it the weed eating up the sweets?
I have
or
a lot of something. Well, actually, weed attaches itself to fat cells, so the THC
right.
does. So if you're a big dude, weed stick to you, so. You know,
9 times 10, you're going to get even bigger.
Yeah.
But now, hold up, man. Now I got to say, you know who I can't stand? I can't stand the women that smoke weed. I got a problem. Huh?
I said, there ain't nothing like getting high with somebody and having some sex weed. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, man, I ain't talking about them weed smokers. I'm talking about the ones
like the burnt out weed smokers.
Yeah, that's just horrible.
That's
man.
Bad, yeah.
Give me an example, man. What are you talking about? Give me an example.
Lips is pink and black. Fingernails look like shit because it look like they been sticking their damn fingers on that damn hot plate. That's what their fingertips look like. And you can see it all in their eyes.
It's just like they just look horrible, man. They look like they're smoking crack.
They smoked out.
It's like you be like, God damn, girl, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? They don't even want to do their hair no more. They just want to, you know what I'm saying? All right, now let me ask you, Waylo. I mean, that's just like the woman who, could your girl go have a session with somebody else?
What you mean, a weed session?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I didn't smoke, yeah.
No, so you wouldn't mind her, like, we just hypothetically speaking. You wouldn't mind her coming to smoke with me and Father Time?
Oh, hell no.
That's what I'm asking.
Hell no. Only two things going to happen if my girl coming to smoke with y'all. I mean, if we wasn't on that level of friends, I mean.
Right.
If I didn't know y'all, she was just going over there to smoke. Hell no.
Yeah, you didn't know us. You didn't know us, you know, but she like shit. Cass and Father Time, them my boys, you know. We get it in like that.
Right. I'm about to go smoke a blunt with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you better sit your ass in this corner and roll that fucking blunt, sit there and smoke that motherfucker, be happy and shut up. Hell no.
Now, whoa, wait a minute. Let me ask you. What if we been smoking with her before she even met you?
I mean, shit, y'all didn't come in the house.
You say we need to come in the house.
Yeah, I need to see y'all. We can smoke this together. Shit, I want to smoke too.
I mean, but we don't want to be around you.
Well, USOL.
I don't know, man. I'll be seeing that, and I'm like...
Wait a minute. I was a victim of that shit. I went out there and japped off on her, japped off on his ass. Like, who the fuck is you, and what the hell is y'all sitting there in this motherfucker with the windows up, playing this fucking I'm about to fuck you song, smoking weed?
Right.
Get your ass up out of here.
I was always curious, man. I wonder what just be, because no, ain't no way in hell, That ain't gonna happen. That is not gonna happen. But I mean, I hear motherfuckers like, well, shit, what you getting mad for? We just smoking. Y'all just smoking. What the fuck you mean, y'all just smoking?
Now, there's been a time, you know, I'm a selective smoker. I don't smoke like that. Like, I ain't gotta have it all. That's the first thing I'm doing as soon as I get off of work or some shit like that. Like, back then when I was trying to keep my job and wasn't worried about my job and shit, I didn't. So, you know, my girl, she smoked or whatever. She'd come back high. I'm like, where the fuck you been at? She said, with Julia, such and such, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and some dude I didn't know. We saw that smoke, and I was like, how the fuck you gonna go over there and smoke with all these motherfuckers you don't know? A suspect.
Yep, indeed. Now, I'll probably get cussed out for saying this, but I wouldn't even date a woman that smoke. I won't. You smoke weed, I'm cool on you.
I don't know. Like I said, it ain't nothing wrong with a female that'll sit there and y'all drinking some cocktails and shit, you know, got the lights dim, candle on, watching a movie, y'all sit there passing a blunt back and forth, both y'all high. You know, it turned into a very eventful and enjoyous night.
Yeah, but you can get the same thing minus the weed.
Yeah, you can, but it's a different feeling when you done smoked and you fucking.
I don't know about that one, bro.
Yeah.
I can't.
Is it a difference?
No.
Okay, like, let's say you about to go home to your main or whatever, and you just walked through the door, you know, took a shower, went straight to bed, and y'all just started fucking. Now, let's say you done came home from the club, you full of that do-it fluid, you feeling a certain way about yourself, she in the bed, she done been out with her girls, both of y'all drunk as all hell, making bad decisions, then y'all start fucking. Don't that feel different? It's different.
Well, drinking is different than smoking, and everybody gets a different effect from smoking. Like me,
true.
When I smoke weed, I just pass out. I never did nothing. I didn't want to have sex or nothing, so that definitely didn't do good for me.
Slapping the blood out of her head every time she said, don't keep smoking. Yeah.
No, see, what you do is you got to reverse this shit. You need to still be high, but you need to still be woke. So you need to fucking pop your 5-hour and smoke a blunt.
No, we just ain't going
to get that
shit.
Keep your ass woke. Trying to make a motherfucker OD.
Hey.
That's some OD shit. Smoke a blunt and then drink a 5-hour. Motherfucker running around this motherfucker crazy as hell. You going to the loony room. They going to lock your ass up. Hell no. They keep my ass from going to sleep, I tell you that much, though.
Yeah, and climbing on the walls and run across the roof, too.
Mm-mm. She'll still be high.
I'm like, I ain't tired. Fucking with that shit. You got some. You got a downer and an upper. You fucked all up. Right. They gonna lock your ass clean up. Police coming to the crib. Talking about we getting some noise complaints. She hollering at the motherfucker because she hiding the motherfucker and sluggish.
Right.
And they gonna be like, she ha- something's wrong with her. We finna lock her ass up. That motherfucker said, smoke a blunt and drink a 5-hour energy drink.
I'm just trying to help us stay woke. Shit, you don't need to go to sleep.
Don't worry about it. Somebody listen to the show gonna try that shit. You know what? Try that shit. Just to see what happens.
Somebody
right.
Gonna try that shit. What kind of weed you smoking?
And
the
first thing they're going to do is try to get a lawsuit in on us.
That message was not sponsored, nor did SinCity.Spruce.com know about the comment that Waylo made.
Right.
And Waylo said, kiss his ass if you don't like it. I know I ain't supposed to say that.
Hey man, I'm going to have to start screening the calls, man, because... Fucking with Waylo, man. He made the bomb comment. Now he's trying to get people to overdose.
He ain't gonna overdose. See, I'm a bad influence, huh?
You know what I'm saying? You like one of them? You remember that rock candy? They say eat the rock candy, then drink a Coke, and your stomach blow up.
Yeah.
You one of them motherfuckers. Some crazy motherfucker gonna try that shit. That shit crazy.
I don't want them up on the face.
I told you what to do with the pop rocks. I told you what to do with the pop rocks.
Oh,
yeah, he did. That shit crazy than the motherfucker. But for all you weed smokers, y'all have fun smoking the endo, the icky icky, the sticky icky icky. Whatever the fuck Snoop Dogg called the shit. Have fun with that shit. Just can't smoke it in my crib. My own mama don't come visit me because she can't smoke. Can't smoke in here, ma.
But you
she ain't coming for the motherfucking Delahoya fight. Nobody's fight. I'm not going over there. Shit, I can't smoke.
Oh, you talking about you can't smoke no weed.
No, she can't smoke no weed in my crib. She don't even come visit me, man. I got the car party going on. She like, shit, I'm not coming over there. Can we smoke? Nope. Mm-mm. I'm staying right here at home. Stay at home then, ma. I don't care. My feelings be hurt, but fuck it. I can't tell her that. But I don't understand it, man. I mean, your fingers all burn up. Your lips all burn up. And then, you know how you see that motherfucker I mean, he be
yeah, look like he smoked too much.
Be burning his fingers. He still be. I mean, smoke that motherfucker to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Then he come
I'm
out with roach clips. What the hell is a roach clip? So now your fingers don't burn no more.
Yeah, your lips gonna burn.
That shit is crazy, man. I mean, I've seen some motherfuckers.
You'll never know that I smoke if I didn't tell you.
Well, what, you learned your secret or something? Well, what's the secret? I say, what's the secret? You'll never know. What you learned the mystical secret of how to smoke a 98 all of a sudden.
No, ain't no secret shit.
You're like, well, you'll never know.
Did I look like I smoked when you first seen me?
Yeah, nigga, your lips was black.
My lips is not black.
Say, nigga, how you know I smoke? Because your lips didn't turn black.
My lips ain't black. That's one of the ways that you can't tell.
All right, man, before we run out of time, man, I want to get to the song, man. Now, explain the song one more time, Waylo. Wrong.
Well, wrong. Wrong is for every last one of them dudes that done got caught up cheating, that want to cheat and cross their mind about cheating. And for the females, same way. You know, came together, Lady Queen and Hardy H&F, came together, put down, I think, is a damn good cheater song for the summer. And hey, it's real life shit. Who's your boy entertainment? Lady Queen and Hardy Wrong.
All right, there we go.
It's 6 in the morning, she on my mind, wishing, yeah. A cheater for that pussy, I've been lying for that cat. Feline's looking fat, she fine, that's a fact. Bent ass over backwards, felt that line down her back. Her spine to her crack, her nipples to her navel. Shit, last time I was with her, swear I hit her on the table. To think just the day prior, her parents came for dinner. Vacations with my pussy, let's hit Paris for the winter. Her goal is just to get her. Way through the monotony, it's gotta be a reason that I love to learn your body to me. Your body be curvaceous. Nushes, kisses, touches, compliments, blushes. I speak everything hushes, not a whisper. There's nothing left to say. I meet you when night falls and there's nothing left to say. She said I wish you speak with. I said if you can keep it. I would tell you her name, but I dare not to speak it. She knows she's doing wrong. She says she should be home. I know, I know, I know. He keeps calling her phone. I know, I know, I know. She's sliding out of phone. I know,
it's woke
I know,
up, baby.
I know I'm doing wrong. I know I should be home. I know, I know, I know. She keeps calling my phone. I know, I know, I know. But I just want a phone.
It's woke
I know,
up, baby.
I know. We know we're doing wrong.
I can't keep him off my phone. I can't leave this man alone. I know I should be right at home, but what can I say when I know I'm stepping out of place? So much shaking on my face, but you know I still love
it's woke
you
up,
baby.
Baby.
Calling her phone, I know, I know, I know. She's sliding out of phone, I know.
It's woke
I know,
up, baby.
I know I'm doing wrong. I
know I should be home. I know. She keeps calling my phone. I know. But I just want to go.
It's woke up, baby.
We know we're doing wrong.
Baby. Yeah, I like that one, man.
Who's your boy entertainment? All y'all wrong. Y'all been doing wrong. Y'all have done wrong.
He said, I know I should be at home. I know I'm doing wrong.
But she's sliding down her thong.
Yeah, I'll be playing that song a couple more times, man. That's a nice one, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Janine, what you think about it?
I actually like that.
Okay, appreciate it.
I really like that song.
Yeah, that one that'll be getting a couple more spins, bro.
Appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that was it. I like how he kept coming in. The little hook, I love that hook on that song, man. That's a nice hook.
And what's funny is I recorded this song and working with them in the studio, like if somebody is singing something, they need some help recording them, you know, I'll jump in and help record or whatever, but majority of it, they'll do themselves. And down there, listening to them put that together and watching them do it is crazy how they just do it one time and then get on a computer and just make their voice do whatever they want to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The magic of making music.
Yes, sir.
On point.
And if y'all want this song, if y'all on Facebook, y'all go to my page, download it for free.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You on Facebook, Janine?
Yes, I am.
She'll look me up. Way a little fresh out of bubble gum.
I like that all they want, man.
Fresh out, huh?
Yep, fresh out of bubble gum.
Well, whatever format you're using.
What you say?
Sorry, Janine. She says she'll look you up, dog.
Okay. Now, what was you about to say?
Whatever format you're using, keep using it, man. Because I didn't even have to go to the iLivid. You know what I'm saying? I had to go to iLivid to get that.
You talking about LimeLinks? You went to LimeLinks?
Whichever one it was. Why the one where I clicked on the picture?
Yeah.
But see, when I went and got Hardy's came up straight up MP3. I had to download shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find out what he did, and I'll start uploading our shit that way. But LimeLinks is like LimeLinks for people that are trying to get their music out there, and, you know, they ain't got no distribution deal, shit like that, and they just want to get their shit out there real quick, fast, in a hurry. Put your shit on LimeLinks. LimeLinks.com, get an account, and it's file sharing. So basically what it is I'm giving you the access codes and that little link to my file. So that's how you can download it. You know, you can share with other people. That's how people send beats to each other, send unfinished tracks. People don't go to studios no more and, you know, do collabs no more. E40 fucking email Lil Wayne a fucking beat at Louisiana or some shit like that. Make a track and, you know, email it.
confused as a motherfucker, man.
You should market that song to radio stations. That's the song you would hear on the radio.
Yeah, that's what we're working on now. We're trying to get it on 92.3 and 107.5.
Wait a minute. I don't mean to cut you off. He did just play it on the radio station today.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
here, man. Good ear. That one went right past me.
Oh, I'm talking about a real radio station. Y'all
Sin
just local.
Sin City got it first. Sin City got it first.
Yes, I did not say that.
We just local. Radio. That's a real radio station. I see where you at, Jadeen. I see where you at.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, that's we got a new mixtape coming out, too. It's going to be a compilation of everybody on our record label. It's going to be called I Am HBE. And it's going to give everybody a visual who went Hoosier Boy Entertainment, and it's going to give you that crack from all five of the artists, too. So,
cool.
Sure.
Hey, Jadeen, do you buy toys, sex toys?
I do. Yeah, I do at times. When I'm in the mood.
Oh,
like, you know, somebody selling toys.
Yeah, she gonna come on the show tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And talk about what she got. I mean, I checked out the site. She
mm-hmm.
that I never even fucking heard of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll
so
check
like,
it out.
Okay. Well, I ain't never heard of it. Yeah, I mean, for real, man. I mean, I was like, what the fuck do you do with that shit? I'll give you some of the names of some of the shit I saw. Hold on a second. Y'all tell me if y'all ever heard of this shit. Give me a hot second. All right, here we go. Okay, you got chocolate. Some kind of chocolate syrup. I mean, I know what that is. Like vanilla bondage kit. What the fuck is that?
Vanilla bondage kit.
It sounds self-explanatory.
Yeah,
the color is vanilla.
Yeah, but it looked like it's in a ice cream container, man. Tie me up tape. I mean, I can understand what tie me up tape is. But,
yeah, you really.
Okay, the shockwave vibrator.
It could be edible.
I don't know, man. Some of this stuff is crazy. The legend, a pink triple motor vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. A speed vibrator. You can click three different speeds on the motherfucker.
Yep, different motions and everything.
Yeah, go to adamandeve.com. You
know about this kind of shit.
Adamandeve.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you see, you got love making, you got fucking, and you got just beat the pussy up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she gonna come on the show and talk about it, so.
Oh, okay.
Just to let you know, I don't know if you still, you know, get into that type of thing. You
shit, if my prices is right, I can plug over a whole shitload of people.
Mhm.
Well, hey, I mean, they even got some man shit on, shit for dudes.
Yeah, that ain't new.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't never used no motherfucking toy before.
Shit, I got a whole box under my bed.
For dudes?
For dudes and female.
I guess.
Oh, man. We got Sunshine. Sunshine, what happened?
Hey.
waiting on him to say the name of the fight. What's the name of the fight?
Oh, it's called, it's on Sin City. Just go to Sin City. You'll see it. I put a link up on Sin City. But the girl's going to come on tomorrow and talk about it. All right, check this out, man. Look. Here's one for the dudes. You ever heard of something called super stretch lips?
Super stretch lips.
It's a male toy.
Sound like something that look like a chick's lip and you stick your shit in it.
Yeah, it's all. You just stick your shit in it.
What they call that, a stroker or some shit?
Oh, instead of you using your hands.
Yeah, it's called a stroker. Act like you're getting some head.
Oh, that's what that's for?
Yeah.
Yeah. You squirt a little lube in it, feel like she's giving you head.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
I had something totally different in my mind. I'm glad I didn't say nothing. I just sound stupid as hell. Yeah, I'm glad I kept that to myself. I had no idea what that shit was for.
What kind of toys you got underneath your bed?
Shit, come find out.
Oh, good answer.
Really? What the you scared, Quaylo? You was just scared.
Yeah, okay. You crazy as hell. USDA certified.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, come and find out.
Shit,
that's
got
a good ass off the top of your head,
of
man. That was a good comeback off the top of your head.
Gotta be quick.
I see. I'd have slept on that one. I still be thinking of something to say right now. Hold on.
I got a nice little selection under my bed. Yeah, a little something for her. Depending on what mood I'm in.
So how do you clean them, man?
I got a point to prove. Huh?
How you clean them after you use them? Like after you use it on her, what you sticking in vinegar?
Hell nah. They got they got toy cleaning solutions that you can use and put that shit in a Ziploc.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker here, boy. I mean, he just ain't heard of nothing. They heard of a damn thing.
Hey, man, I heard of vinegar.
Oh, my goodness. What the fuck? Your grandmother, man. You talking about
your grandmother, you. Hey, man, that's as far as I can go back, bro.
Man, if you see some woman right about now use some vinegar, you tell her, old granny clap her ass back or whatever she came from.
But ain't that what dush is?
I'm
mostly vinegar, right?
Dude,
isn't that the number one ingredient?
Got me.
I don't know. I don't use the shit. I bet you still got one of them old red things in your don't you?
That red bag with that white hose on it.
Yeah, that white hose on it.
Full of Kool-Aid and ice.
The fucked up part, he actually probably took a couple of drinks out of it before.
I ain't never drunk all that shit, man. You feel that shit, dude. might actually believe that shit.
Oh, shit. I needed that laugh. Oh, my goodness.
Ain't no laugh, man. I ain't, you know, for the record, I ain't never drunk out of the bag.
Our parents did that on purpose. They knew if they told us not to touch it, we was going to touch it.
You put Kool-Aid in it.
Got a Kool-Aid fountain with eight spouts.
Right.
I mean, hey, if you think about it, though, it, I mean, it might sound nasty, but that would be something good to drink Kool-Aid out of, because it got them little holes on the side.
Yeah, he did.
Out of a straw, man. It's like drinking out a whole bunch of straws.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on, man. I know I ain't the only one that saw them holes on the side.
You
feel like a whole bunch of straws.
You the only one to drink out of it, though.
Man, I ain't drink out of it, man. I ain't drink out the motherfucker, though. I saw the motherfucker, but I ain't drink out of it.
Ooh. Remember, I went to my auntie crib, and I had to use the bathroom real bad. I mean, like, real, real bad. She was in the shower. I'm knocking on the door. I was like, auntie, come out of there. I got to pee. She was like, hold on, I'm in the shower. I was like, no, I got to go. And she get out of there, you know, put her towel on, go in there, I'm peeing up. I don't know why I looked over towards the shower, seen that fucker hanging in the shower. Like, what the fuck is that? First time I ever seen one. Like, ugh.
Did you go back and play with it once you got out of the bathroom?
The hell no, I never went back over there.
Nah, that
like,
was.
Mama, auntie was doing something weird to herself with this big red bag and a white hose.
Shoot, that was my best bath time. I used that mug as a water sprinkler. I felt like I was outside. Water spray there. Where she like, why water all on the floor?
Talk about this spring again. This spring again.
I want to just sell one and somebody and just jump on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Boy, the shit motherfuckers did as a kid.
You know what I'm saying? Do they even still sell them things?
They look different now. They don't look the same.
No, you gotta be an OG to have that one that we talking about, that red ball fucker.
I mean, it's amazing how things just go out of style. Like, we know what cassettes are, but our kids don't got no clue on what a fucking tape is.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. So, some of my best music is on tapes.
Yeah, but don't nobody know what a tape is nowadays. People ain't even heard of a tape. Like, you can say 8-track. What the fuck is an 8-track? I mean, what's next after CDs? What are they going to come out with next?
Shit, they already got it. Jump drives. And you could take a jump drive and plug it up into your car, into the radio. Just like the radio I got, I could take the face off and put my SD card in it. Now I got almost 300 songs on my radio.
Well, let me ask you a question right quick, Waylon, before they cut us off. What are you prepared to do? Because it seems like people aren't buying, you know, they're not buying the whole CDs no more. People like going to iTunes and just buying the one particular song. How do you combat that?
Shit, you can't combat that.
Company.
That's why we get out on these streets and we hustle.
Okay.
Not everybody got a computer or access to a song on their cell phone or, you know, there's still people out there without a computer. So we still got to reach those people. And then the people that is online and on computers and Facebook, you know, Sin City and stuff like that, that's why, you know, that's how y'all got wrong.
That don't be
I want y'all to have that song, so, hey, I'll put it up on the website. Y'all got it for free just by clicking the button.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't nothing we can do about that. We just got to flow with it. You jump in a puddle of water and it's flowing to the north. See, you got to go with that water. Can't go back the other way against the current.
Well, good point. Good description.
Appreciate it.
All right, anybody got anything else? Because they're going to cut us off soon, y'all.
All right.
Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest?
I'm out, dude.
Shit. Who's your boy in the chat?
Hey,
what's up, man? Yeah,
what's up? Cass, how was your trip?
Oh, my trip was lovely. You know, my hey, I had a ball down in Florida. Went to go see WrestleMania. Hey, trust me, hey, they will be posted on SinCity.Spoon.com within the next 2 days.
Okay.
Seen The Rock come out. Seen the pyro. Seen everything. Not to mention this boy was chilling at the Hard Rock Cafe. Had a ball. Kevin Pimpin.
That's what's up.
We should be checking the site out, man. I'm gonna have all my stuff on now.
Should I
check
out some of your videos?
Oh yeah, I. You
I'll
know, Father Time, like he didn't want to talk to me, so.
That ain't true, man. Looking like the goddamn Kool-Aid man in them goddamn videos. The goddamn Kool-Aid smile on his goddamn face. Under a goddamn palm tree talking about sipping on the Mai Tai and I'm at work.
Don't hate, brother. Don't hate.
Oh, my God. Yeah, crazy.
Hey, I do want to tell y'all that we switching gears.
Did you say something about palm trees, man?
Ooh, I know. Who was that? Yes, you did. I heard that.
That haterism ain't going to get you nowhere, baby.
Oh, y'all funny.
I thought you'd be proud of me, man. I thought you'd be happy for me.
I was happy for you, dog. Come on, man. You know it ain't. You know that. You know that's just jokes, man.
Come on, man.
Rude, dog.
I ain't hear from you now while I was there.
Hey, man. I called you back, man. You ain't answer goddamn phone.
I'll probably pull it up my thighs by then.
See, that's what I'm talking about. In the show. God damn, I don't even know what the fuck a Mai Tai is.
I know what they are now.
Oh, hey. Did you get A-Rod's autograph, man? You should have got his autograph for me, dog.
Why? You went out for the phone.
Still should have got it. I like the Yankees.
Okay.
I don't too much dig A-Rod, but shit, fuck it, he a star. Oh, man, I gotta send a shout-out to Reggie Miller, man. Congratulations, Reggie Miller, on going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Almost forgot about Reggie. Finally got in. And I don't know who won the women's championship, but congratulations to Kentucky, even though I wanted Kansas to win. The women was playing. I don't know who won. I think Baylor did.
Baylor won?
They were winning. That girl, they got us a beast, man. She
hell
was
yes,
dude.
Yes. That motherfucker is putting it down on you with two hands.
Yes, yes, indeed. Brittany Griner, she's a fucking beast. Whew. All right, Janine, you got any last words for us? We are.
It was nice talking to you all. I will talk to y'all tomorrow.
Outstanding. Sunshine, you got any last words?
I'm mad about some of the prices on this shit. Who the hell pays $200 for a damn vibrator? Really?
Adam and Eve, clearance rack.
That motherfucker must do more than just vibrate.
It ain't that serious to me. So, I mean, exactly. For free.
For $0.
And I got to tell them how to move.
Okay, shit.
Okay. Waylo, you got any last words for us, dog?
Who's your boy Entertainment, SensityLessBruce.com. And if anybody need a vibrator, I have things that do vibrate. And I'm not expensive.
You were charged way long. You charged me
a small price. Maybe some breakfast or something.
Tell them your prices are compatible.
And I do take coupons.
Hell no. You gotta buy one, get one free.
Yeah. Always come two to a pair.
Oh, my goodness. That was funny.
You got any last words, dog, before we get up out of here?
Hey, SanCityDustBoots.com. Like I said, check us out. Even though my partner ain't going to, he upset about it. Check me out. Hey, I'm going to be on there. Have pictures posted.
All right, y'all. Look out for the pictures. All right, y'all, we out here tomorrow night, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Everybody listen to us on the internet. Peace, love, and hair grease. We have left the building.